In this stunning pear statue, a lady named Renenutet lays her right arm around her husband, Yuni. In her left hand, she holds a ritual object called a menit. It is shaped like a necklace and could be worn like one, with an elongated handle and multiple strings of tiny beads. During temple services, Renenutet would have shaken this instrument to produce a gentle rattling sound. She is barefoot, but richly attired. Look at the detailed collar around her neck. It is composed of tiny flowers, petals, and the hieroglyphic emblem for Nefer, or perfection. Yuni was a chief royal scribe and chief priest, and it is fitting to his station that he appears here seated with his wife on a fine lion-legged couch. Both figures wear the thin linen clothes and fashionable wigs that artists of the late post-Amarna period reveled in depicting. The pleats in Yuni's garment are especially intricate. Through a number of such details, the statue suggests that he is the more important of the two. For example, he wears a pair of soft sandals. Walk around to the back of the statue and look at the relief carving you see there. In the upper register, Yuni and Renenutet sit behind an offering table, with a man making a libation in front of them. He could be their son, but unfortunately his name has been destroyed. In the lower register, Renenutet stands second from the left, followed by a maidservant named Hathor, who carries a mirror. The couple behind the offering table in this image are Renenutet's parents, the royal scribe and keeper of stores, Metiai, and the house mistress, Yia. This seems to indicate that it was Renenutet, and not her husband, who commissioned this pear statue.